You didn't plan for it to stay secret?
We will, I said. But the later, the better. Ideally, not until we have all the mechanics converted. Not just Portobello, but everywhere.
Which will take a month and a half, Amelia said. If everything goes according to plan. I can imagine how likely that is going to be.
You won't even get to that stage, Reza said. All those people able to read minds? I'd bet you a month's alcohol ration it'll blow up in your face before you get the first platoon converted.
No bet, I said. As little as I need your ration. The only chance we have is to stay a little ahead of the game. Try to be ready for disaster when it strikes. A stranger sat down with us, and I realized it was Ray, the three-quarters of him that was left after cosmetic surgery.
I jacked with Marty. He laughed. God, what a screwball plan. Go away for a couple of weeks and everybody goes crazy.
Some are born crazy, Amelia said. Some achieve craziness. We had craziness thrust upon us.
Bet that's a quote, Ray said, and crunched down on a carrot. He had a plate full of raw vegetables. True enough, though, one person dead and how many of us to follow, to take on the unlikely task of improving human nature.
If you want out, I said, it better be now. Ray set his plate down and helped himself to some wine.
No way. I've worked with Jax as long as Marty. We've been playing with this idea longer than you've been playing with girls.
He glanced at Amelia and smiled and looked down at his plate. Marty rescued him by dinging a spoon on a water glass.
We have a vast range of experience and expertise here, and won't often all be together in one room. I think it would be smart this first time, though, to limit ourselves to getting our timetable and other information straight. Things the jacked people all know in detail, but the rest of us only in bits and pieces.
Let's take it backward, Ray said. We conquer the world. What's the step just before that?
Marty stroked his chin.
September 1st.
Labor Day?
It's also Armed Forces Day, the one day in the year when we can have 1,000 soldier boys marching down the streets of Washington, peacefully.
One of the few days, I added, when most of the politicians are also in Washington, and more or less in one place, at the parade.
A lot of what happens before, just before that, is control of the news. Spin, they used to call it. 2 weeks before, we will have finished humanizing the entire POW compound down in Panama City. It's going to be a miracle. All those unruly, hostile captives, transformed into a forgiving, cooperative nation, eager to use their newfound harmony to end the war.
I see where this is going, Reza said. We'll never get away with it.
Okay, Marty said. Where are we going?
You get everybody excited about turning these nasty, goomy soldiers into angels, and then you whip aside the magic curtain and say, ta-da, we've done the same thing to all our soldiers. By the way, we're taking over Washington.
Not quite that subtle.
Marty rolled up a tortilla with a strange mixture of beans, shredded cheese, and olives.
By the time the public learns about it, it will be, oh, by the way, we've taken over Congress and the Pentagon. Stay out of our way while we work this out.
He bit into the tortilla and shrugged at Reza.
6 weeks from now, Reza said.
6 eventful weeks, Amelia said. Just before I left Texas, I sent the rationale for the doomsday scenario to about 50 scientists. Everyone in my address book, tagged as a physicist or astronomer.
Well, that's funny, Asher said. I wouldn't have gotten it since I'd be in your book as math or old fart. But you'd think some colleague would have mentioned it by now. How long has it been?
Monday, Amelia said. 4 days.
Asher filled a mug with coffee and steaming milk.
Have you contacted any of them?
Of course not. I haven't dared to pick up a phone or log on.
Nothing in the news, Reza said. Aren't any of your 50 publicity hungry?
Maybe it was intercepted, I said. Amelia shook her head.
It was from a public phone, a data jack in the Dallas train station. Maybe a microsecond download.
So why hasn't anybody reacted? Reza said.
She kept shaking her head.
We've been so busy. I should have...
She set down her plate and fished through her purse for a phone.
You're not, Marty said.
I'm not calling anybody.
She punched a sequence of numbers from memory.
But I never checked the echo of that call. I just assumed everybody got... Oh, shit.
She turned the handset around. It showed a random jumble of numbers and letters.
The bastard got to my database and scrambled it. In the 45 minutes it took me to get to Dallas and make the call.
It's worse than that, I'm afraid, Mendez said. I've jacked with him for hour after hour. He didn't do it. Didn't think of it.
Jesus, I said into the silence. Could it have been someone in our department? Someone who could decrypt your files and cream them? She'd been keying through the text.
Look at this.
There was nothing but gibberish until the last word. God's will. It takes time for information to percolate up through a cell system. By the time Amelia found evidence that the hammer of God had scrambled her files, there was still 1 day left before the very highest echelon knew that God had given them a way to bring on the last day. All they had to do was keep anybody from interfering with the Jupiter project. They were not dumb, and they knew a thing or two about spin themselves. They leaked the news that there were lunatic fringe conservatives who wanted to convince you that the Jupiter project was a tool of Satan, that continuing it could precipitate the end of the world, the end of the universe. Could anything be more ridiculous? A harmless project that, now that it was set in motion, cost nobody anything and might give us real information as to how the universe began. No wonder those religious kooks wanted it suppressed. It might prove that God didn't exist. What it proved, of course, was that God did exist and was calling us home. The Ender who had decrypted and destroyed Amelia's files was none other than Macro, her titular boss, and he was glad beyond words to see that his part in the plan was crystallizing. Macro's involvement did help the other plan, Marty's rather than God's, in that he deflected attention from the disappearance of Amelia and Julian. He had set up Ingram to get rid of Amelia, and assumed he had taken care of the black boyfriend at the same time. Good riddance to both of them. He had forged letters of resignation from both, in case anyone came looking. He'd assigned their teaching duties to people who were too grateful to be curious, and there was already so much rumor brewing about them that he didn't bother to manufacture a cover story. Young black man and older white woman. They probably pulled up stakes and went to Mexico. Fortunately, I still had the rough draft of the paper on my own notebook. Amelia and I could clean it up and send a delayed broadcast after we left Guadalajara. Ellie Morgan, who had been a journalist before committing murder, volunteered to write a simplified version for general release, and one with everything but equations for a popular science magazine. That would be a pretty short article. The staff removed the plates, empty or piled with bones, and brought back plates of cookies and fruit. I couldn't look at another calorie, but Reza attacked both.
Since Reza has his mouth full, Asher said, let me be devil's advocate for a change. Suppose all it took to become humanized was a simple pill,
The government demonstrates how it's going to make life better for everyone, or even that life will end if everyone doesn't take it. And they supply the pills to everybody. Pass a law saying it's life imprisonment if you don't take the pill. How many would manage not to take it anyhow?
Millions, Marty said. Nobody trusts the government.
And instead of a pill, you're talking about a complex surgical procedure that only works 90-some percent of the time, and when it doesn't work, it usually kills or stupefies the victim. You'll have people running for the hills.
We've been through this, Marty said.
I know. I got the argument when we were jacked. You don't provide it for free. You charge for it and make it a symbol of status and individual empowerment. How many enders do you think you're going to get that way? And what about the people who already have status and power? They're going to say, oh, good, now everybody else could be like me.
The fact is, Mendez said, it does give you power. When I'm linked with the 20, I understand 5 languages. I have 12 degrees. I've lived over 1,000 years.
The status part will be propaganda at first, Marty said. But when people look around and see that virtually everything of interest is being done by the humanized, we won't have to sell the idea.
I'm worried about the hammer of God, Amelia said. We're not likely to convert many of them, and some of them like to serve God by murdering the godless.
I agreed. Even if we convert a few like Ingram, the nature of the cell system would keep it from spreading.
They're notoriously anti-Jack anyhow, Asher said. Enders in general, I mean. And arguments about status and power aren't going to move them.
Spiritual arguments might,
Ellie Morgan said.
She looked kind of saintly herself, all in white, with long, flowing white hair.
Those of us who are believers find our belief strengthened and broadened.
I wondered about that. I'd felt her belief, jacked, and was attracted by the comfort and peace she derived from it, but she'd instantly accepted my atheism as another path, which didn't sound much like any ender I'd met. The hour I'd spent linked with Ingram and 2 others, Ingram had used the power of the jack to visualize imaginative hells for the 3 of us, all involving anal rape and slow mutilation. It would be interesting to jack with him after he'd been humanized and play those hells back for his entertainment. I suppose he'd forgive himself.
That's an angle we ought to map out, Marty said. Using religion. Not your kind, Ellie, but organized religion. We'll automatically have people like the Cyber Baptists and Omnia on our side, but if we could be endorsed by some mainstream religion, we could have a big block that not only preached our gospel, but demonstrated its effectiveness.
He picked up a cookie and inspected it.
I've been concentrating so much on the military aspects that I've neglected other concentrations of power. Religion. Education.
Belda tapped her cane on the floor.
I don't think deans and professors are going to see the appeal of gaining knowledge without working through their institutions. Mr. Mendez, you plug into your friends and speak 5 languages. I only speak 4. None of them that well, and it took a large piece of my youth sitting and memorizing to learn 3 of those 4. Pedagogues are jealous of the time and energy they invest in gaining knowledge. You offer it to people like a sugar pill.
But no, it's not like that at all, Mendez said earnestly. I only understand things in Japanese or Catalan when one of the others is thinking with that language. I don't keep it.
It's like when Julian joined us, Ellie said. The 20 never had a physical scientist before. When he was linked with us, we understood his love for physics, and any of us could use his knowledge directly. But only if we knew enough, anyhow, to ask the right questions. We couldn't suddenly do calculus, no more than we understand Japanese grammar when we're linked with Wu.